yesterday morning, a bunch of people around the region, Claire, waking up, doing their morning Facebook scroll, waking to terrible pictures of senseless destruction of the real juice company citrus sculptures early Sunday morning. I couldn't believe what I was witnessing. And joining us right now to share with us where they're at with possibly finding who is responsible for this, we're joined by Inspector Kim Trainor from the Griffith Local Area Command. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah.
Now, we know footage has surfaced of the incident early Sunday morning. Where are sort of the police at with locating those responsible?
During Sunday, two people are handed themselves into Griffith Police Station and have been arrested and charged in relation to that senseless damage that was done to the orange sculptures on Sunday morning. There are two further people that police are wishing to speak to in relation to that damage. We do expect that there will be further arrests in relation to that in the next 24 hours.
So okay. They willingly came forward to after the huge community outcry at this sort of behaviour?
They did. They attended Griffith Police Station yesterday in company with a couple of friends, a support people, and they were quite remorseful for their actions, made admissions in relation to it when spoken to by police.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, look, it's great that two of them have just come forward.
Yeah.
And hopefully the others that you are wanting to speak to do come forward shortly as well.
It would be great if they took the same opportunity rather than us having to go and locate them. I think that's a great way. People do stupid things, and clearly that's happened in this occasion. But it certainly says a lot if they are willing to take ownership for their actions and step up and say that they've done the wrong thing.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned they were remorseful when they came into the police station, Kim. Like, is there any chance of a public apology? Because, as I said, the outcry was phenomenal. I know I was heartbroken. I know a friend of mine, her young son was crying about his sculpture possibly being damaged. Any chance of that happening with them at all?
That's certainly up to the individuals involved. I think that they might be a bit shy at this stage about making their identity public.
Yeah.
But, as I said, that's up to the individuals involved and beyond our control.
All right. Okay, no worries at all.
Inspector Kim Trainor, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And, fingers crossed the other two come forward.
Yeah, thanks so much, Kim.
That would be great. Thank you.